What a gift it is to know the rules. Because if you didn't know the rules, you'd be totally lost. We have that natural law of God written on our hearts, but in our sinfulness, we're not very good at understanding and following that. That's why we need, the rules. That's why we should be excited to follow the rules, even if it doesn't feel so great. So if you've got a little of that rebelliousness in you, and you're you still like to just disobey for the sake of disobeying, think about that. God showed us the right way to live, because he wants us to be able to have that love, joy, and peace that our hearts are made for. And he designed us to live a certain way. And when we live that way, we'll find what our hearts are searching for. So if we don't follow the rules, we're just shooting ourselves in the feet. That's one guaranteed way to make yourself unhappy. Just disobey God. It's kind of nice to think about it that way. Okay, God, now I want to know what you want me to do. Because actually, it's for my own good. And especially as Catholics, we have the fullness of the faith. But if there's any part of Catholic teaching, because week after week, seems like day after day now, Catholics are becoming more obvious as the ones that are holding on to the fullness of the truth, especially in our society. It's getting harder and harder to follow this fullness as our culture becomes less and less Christian and a lot of other Christian groups start abandoning the truth. We got to hold on to it because everyone else, as they let go of that truth, when it gets hard, they're not going to find what they're looking for. And they're going to leave other people in the same situation. So if there's any parts of the Catholic teaching that are really starting to get hard for you, especially the church teaching on abortion, contraception, same-sex attraction, gender dysphoria, all the hot topics today, if your heart's I don't really like what the church teaches on these issues, that's okay. But you have a choice to make. Either study it and help yourself see how beautiful and true it is and how it's actually helping people find love and joy and peace, or you can reject it, and I can guarantee you won't find what you're looking for, and you'll lead other people farther away from it. God has given us the gift of what's right and wrong. He's showed us, given us the law fulfilled in Christ, carefully guarded by the church, passed on through Peter and all the bishops. Let's stay faithful to that.